You go down to the beach yesterday and look at the word I wrote in the sand?
Yeah, you wrote the word crab. And with me I've got a piece of stationery and I've written down exactly what the word means to me. Ever since prom, I've liked being fucked by unprotected dogs. Well, sure enough, I got crabs. I had a crab on my cunt so big you could have boiled it and added some season and spice and had yourself a hell of a meal. I contracted those crabs from the prom king. He fucked me in the limo after he accepted his award. He told me he wanted to fill my slot with unprotected cock. That way he could give me his crabs. I thought he was goofing around, but he was dead serious and loving every minute of it. Within a week, crabs had infested my cunt. Every inch of my fuck bucket was covered with those nasty little venereal vermin entitled crabs. Sometimes they would bite my clit and it would feel great, but most of the time it was horrible and made me feel inferior. I didn't know how to get rid of them, and I didn't have health insurance, so I lived with them for 10 years and 3 days. I tried sitting in tomato juice, but I heard later that was for getting rid of skunk stench, so I figured if you can't beat them, join them. I named every single crab that had moved onto the surface of my snatch. As far as I could feel, there was 20. Raymond, Lupe, Bobby, Ernest, Dixie, Lawrence, Shirley, Steve, Alejandro, and Neche. Eventually, after I saved up some cash, I turned my attention to a doctor who helped me kill the crabs. At the time, I was happy to be free from their constant biting, but then became suicidal because I had killed my friends that had been by my side for 10 years. Even when I would go out for a weekend of unprotected fucking, they wouldn't leave me. They believed in me. Not one of the Peters that pulverized my pussy during the 10 years of my crab infestation contracted them. They stuck by my poontang through thick and thin, and I fell deeply in love with them, and they loved me. At night, I'd command them to bite my clitoris while I fucked my urine hole with a home pregnancy test. They wouldn't stop biting until all the tartar sauce had evacuated my twitty twat. They were my lovers, and I destroyed their sweethearts. Volleyball took away the depression of the crab killing, and that is the real reason that I'm forever grateful for the game. I was this close to bringing the curtain down. So you want to know what the word crab means to me? It means love of a lifetime. I hope before I die that another crab-carrying cock will dose me up good with a good helping of crabs so I can know one more time what it feels like to be believed in.
Hey, I went down to the beach and seen the word you wrote, and you wrote soup. I got a piece of stationery that I wrote down what it means to me exactly.
You've had a hard day, so why don't you let me read it? And let's go inside, though, because the mosquitoes are getting to me. In my younger days, I was a waiter at a Mediterranean restaurant. One of the waitresses was a 40-year-old douche pig who liked men to shoot big globs of cum in her navy bean soup. She got a free meal at the end of the night, as did every other employee. It was a complimentary meal. That was a perk of having a job like that. You could get anything off the menu. She just wanted navy bean soup. She would ask me to take it into the bathroom when the manager went home for wine. She wanted me to shotgun her soup with clumps of cum, so I pumped globs of my gorgonzola grease into her bowl of soup. I pumped my dong grease into her soup for her to enjoy while she thumb-rammed her twippy twat. For this favor, she would give me a case of beer of my choice. I picked the cheap shit. I didn't want to hit her hard in the wallet. I cared about her, and I didn't mind taking a little time out of my day to shotgun a glob of lard out of my lizard. That's the only way she could get off. She had to eat a bowl of navy bean soup with a glob of Peter grease in it. I understand she ended up becoming a hand model. She had perfect hands. But if you want to know what the word soup means to me exactly, I would have to say it means satisfaction.